Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Please do be seated. So I breezed in so late. I haven't actually asked you if you've all had a very happy Christmas. I hope you have. So I wonder how your Christmas did go. Did you get lots of presents? And of course, it isn't all just about the presents, is it? There's lots of food as well. But on Christmas morning in church, in here actually, we did talk about presents. We talked about the greatest gift of all, the great gift that we get from God, God sending Jesus to us. And our readings today cover quite a lot of things we might think about when we consider Christmas. It talks about a gathering. Our first reading talked about the gathering of many people. It says, your sons from far away, your daughters carried on their nurses' arms. And there is talk of a great light that is calling people to gather from all over. You might think of that at Christmas with our church gatherings, but also in our shops, our places of leisure, such as locally Stowe Gardens, so many people gathering to walk together and enjoy the beauty of the surroundings. And of course, in our homes, we often gather with family and friends at Christmas time. I read that the AA had said that they predicted the busiest day of the Christmas period would be Friday, December the 20th, when 23.5 million people were anticipated to be out and about on the roads. That's a lot of people, and I think I was one of them. We also hear in our reading from Isaiah of camels and of rich gifts. It says, a multitude of camels shall come and bring gold and frankincense. Isaiah, a prophet, pointing to the future, a messenger of God. And in the reading from Matthew, we hear of the three magi coming to visit baby Jesus. And they did bring gifts, frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And it's probably why we feel it is appropriate to give gifts at Christmas, to make our visits to each other at this time, having heard of the shepherds gathering and visiting Jesus, and the magi travelling from afar, following the great light, the star that led them to baby Jesus. And of course, there's all the singing of the heavenly angels. This all paints the picture of what we have been doing, gathering, singing, rejoicing, sharing gifts, and the light that guides us, the light that no darkness can put out. So on Christmas morning, I spoke about the greatest gift we get at Christmas, all of us. Even better than the wonderful new wallies I was given, which I had been putting plastic bags in my old wallies for 2 months while I waited for that Christmas morning parcel from my children. But on Christmas morning here, I held a big parcel in my arms. And you know what, after the service, quite a few people asked me, what is in that parcel, Paula? There was no profound discussion about theology, but let's get straight to the important point. What's in the parcel? And a few did say they wondered if I was going to pass it around. And it is true that I had thought it would make a great service to have a pass the parcel. Maybe another year we will do that. But a big focus was on what is in the parcel. Gifts given to us and to others are always very interesting. The gifts from the three magi had been very well scrutinized by theologians over the years, by people who study the Bible. Why were those three gifts given? Why were they named? Mary and Joseph being visited by three wise men who have traveled to see them, going via the palace of Herod as they anticipate the birth of a new king. That is what the star foretold them. A new king, a very special new king, had been born. So they travel to see him, and they discover this new king in a stable, in simple surroundings, in the care of a young woman and her husband, a carpenter by trade. And they give Mary and Joseph their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. gold, a precious metal, representing Jesus' kingship. Frankincense, a perfume or incense, representing the priestly role of Jesus. And myrrh, an oil for anointing, maybe for Jesus as a king or as an embalming oil at his death. In fact, Mary must have been somewhat amazed at the gifts that the three magi brought her. But she had already accepted an even more amazing gift, Jesus, the Son of God, to be her child. So God had prepared her somewhat for the unexpected, for the things which were going to happen throughout her life as she took care of Jesus as he grew. I wonder what gift you would like from God. What gift? Well, apart from the promise of eternal life that we have already been given, what gift would you like to receive if you unwrapped a present on your lap? Apparently, three of the most highly thought of gifts are peace. People want peace in their lives. Well, I think we all want peace, not just world peace from war, which is a must, of course, but the peace that comes with feeling okay with how things are, even calmness in the storms of our lives. Another one is a sense of purpose in our lives. Well, being a Christian gives us that, to follow Jesus and his teachings. And Jesus said in John's Gospel that we are here to live our lives abundantly. We are to have a full, good life. And the third thing that people mostly want is to feel loved unconditionally. That is what we know we are offered by God. He loves us all. Whatever we do, he will always welcome us to turn and follow him. Unconditional love. I think those three things do cover most things. Peace, sense of purpose, and to feel love unconditionally. We may not have the best car, the best house, even the best of health. We may not be able to pay all our bills with ease. And I definitely do not want to belittle the great difficulties that many of us do go through. I do not forget that I brought up 4 children under 13 years as a single parent. But having God in my life, in our lives, is such a gift in our trials and a great joy in our pleasures too. As we start this new year of 2025, I still can't believe it's 2025, 25 years since the millennium. Oh, I can remember that. Well, we can look at what we have going on in our lives and give thanks that we have God as part of our life. He may be a big part or maybe a small Sunday part only, but he is part of it. So just a final brief but very important point I want to say. I've mentioned gifts and the gift sharing being a part of Christmas. I'm wondering, what is our gift to God, to baby Jesus? We can think God has everything. What can I give him that will surely make him smile, make him happy, improve his life, his existence? We will shortly sing that beautiful Christmas carol in the bleak midwinter, and its last verse speaks of this question. It says, what can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Give him my heart. It is what Mary said when she replied to the angel Gabriel, when the angel Gabriel said to her that she had been chosen to be the mother of God here on earth, baby Jesus. Mary said, here I am, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. She gave her heart. That sounds a great place to start at the beginning of this new year. Giving God our hearts. That is all he wants of us. Amen.